FM 90.3 WJTL. Michael W. Smith, Kingdom Come. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Cloudy skies in the forecast today. A high around 42 degrees. Tonight looking partly cloudy. That low dipping down to around 24 degrees. By tomorrow, some nice weather. Sunny skies, a high around 50 degrees. Saturday, Renee, you'll be happy. Partly cloudy, a high of 58. Sunday looking partly cloudy, breezy, and a high of 41. Right now in Lancaster, a few clouds in the sky, about 32 degrees. In Harrisburg, 33.
Our friend Renee Decker hanging out with us this morning. He is the CEO of Global Disciples, the new CEO, I might add. You're from the Netherlands. You told us while Michael W. was playing there, you just recently saw last year Michael W. Smith and CeCe Winans in concert in the Netherlands.
Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Last July it was, and it was amazing.
That's awesome. Well, it's great to have you here to talk about Global Disciples. You guys are really about discipleship, going into other countries and equipping the local churches to spread the gospel and to disciple their own people. Tell us a little bit about that. And if you could tie in a little bit, I know you've been in Bangkok for the past 9 years or so. That's a very international place, and so you knew a lot of people from a lot of different countries in working in Bangkok, and that is what has brought you to Global Disciples.
Yeah, a couple of things that I've been learning in Bangkok, and as I mentioned, God called me out of the executive marketplace into pastoral ministry. I had a lot to learn, but two or three things my eyes were open to in Bangkok. One is that God is advancing his kingdom all around the world, and he's doing that through the local church, whether that is the church here in the U.S. or the church in Malawi or Nepal or the places where we work. He is building his kingdom, and discipleship is key to make that happen. And why do I say that? When I look at Jesus' words in Matthew 28, he is not asking us or calling us to save souls. He is calling us to make disciples. And that involves spiritual formation. That involves teaching everything that Jesus has commanded. So that's one of the things I learned in Bangkok that I see back in my ministry now with Global Disciples. Secondly, God does that often in ways that I don't understand. And coming to a place of agreement with that, it's fine if I don't understand how exactly God does that in different contexts, is a learning curve as well. And as you look at our ministry, as you said, Fred, we equip local church leaders in now more than 70 countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, to evangelize and disciple people and plant churches in their own language, their own culture, their own community and context, which is so much more effective than if I would go there. Because, I mean, credibility is at stake. An individual in Malawi could better hear the gospel preached through a fellow Malawi individual. So that is what we leverage. We have come to learn that cross-cultural missions work really well in certain places. Near-cultural missions, which is our kind of ministry, turns out to be very effective as well as sustainable in the places where we operate. So connecting my Bangkok experience with Global Disciples, it's all about discipleship. I remember me accepting Jesus into my life at age 16, and the first 10 years of my life as a believer were fairly shallow, not a lot of growth. I saw my salvation more as a finish line than as a starting point for, oh, hold on, God is calling me to participate with him as an active change agent so that his kingdom can be built in the places where he places me.
Right.
So it is all about discipleship and being a little bit critical about, I mean, our first world discipleship models, including in the Netherlands and here as well in the U.S., we're very informational when it gets to discipleship. It's about knowing the facts about God. But God is not wanting us to know the facts. He wants us to operate in his power, his grace, and his truth. So yes, there is the informational aspect, but there needs to be the transformative aspect as well. And then we can go as mature disciples of Christ and represent him in the places, the spheres where he places us.
If listeners are hearing what you're saying today and saying, I want to know more about Global Disciples, how can I support you? How can I pray for you? How can I become a part? You have some events coming up that folks could be a part of.
Yeah, we have. This is the season for us to do our signature events filled with great stories, meeting with people, like-minded people who are interested in what God is doing around the world and have an interest in what Global Disciples is doing. So we have three of those signature events in Lancaster County in April.
Wow.
So April 14 and 16, we are in Lititz, and April the 23rd, we are in New Holland. If any of the audience wants to join, I warmly welcome you. Go to our website, globaldisciples.org. Check under events, and that's where you can register for one of those three events. I'm going to be at two of the three as well, so we could even meet personally. The third I cannot make because of travel again to Africa.
Check it out online, globaldisciples.org. April 14, 16, and 23, Lititz and New Holland are the places. All the details are online, globaldisciples.org. Renee, it was a joy to meet you and have you on the radio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go. This is Hope Darsh, Josh Baldwin, Mighty Name of Jesus on FM 90.3, WJTL. Good morning.